Welcome to the Software Bug Stories Podcast.
Real bug stories written by software engineers, testers, and developers.
Welcome to this series of stories about software bugs. Today we'll be talking about Kerberos Random Number Generator. Kerberos is a protocol created by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology used to authenticate two devices that connect to each other. This does not mean, however, that it will authorize them. It just authenticates them. Its function is to identify each user by encryption. Some of the requirements of the protocol are that 1. Authentication must be bidirectional. 2. No clear text passwords are transmitted over the network. 3. No clear text passwords are stored on servers. 4. Clients must use clear text passwords for as short a time as possible. 5. The authentication must have a limited lifetime. And 6. It must be transparent to the user. The basic currency of the Kerberos authentication protocol is a credential or capability known as a ticket. The possession of a ticket and its accompanying session key determines the ability to use a service. Kerberos makes use of a random session keys for authenticating transactions. Knowledge of these secret keys is used as proof of identity and for verifying the authenticity of messages. If one of the keys is compromised, then anything authenticated by that key cannot be trusted. When a bug was discovered in the random number generator of the Netscape web browser, it caused Kerberos to take a closer look at its own random number generator. The flaw in Netscape would allow network users to intercept and decrypt potentially sensitive information, such as credit card numbers. Jeffrey I. Schiller, manager of network systems and operations, and one of the developers of Kerberos, said that the Kerberos random number generator was predictable. If you knew when someone logged on, you could figure out the session key. After examining the Kerberos code, the Institute's researchers discovered a flaw with the random number generator. The problem was solved by inserting the correct random number generator code into the flawed version. Steve Loden and Bryn Dole, two graduate students at Purdue, discovered that the flaw would allow unauthorized users to gain access to the Kerberos secret tickets in less than 5 minutes. There was arguably a vulnerability that had been present for several years and was caused by an error in the code, but there is no evidence that it was used by people during the time it was there. Again, the error's potential for damages is the most interesting and crucial takeaway.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can also follow us on our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
See you in the next story. Bug bye.